They began Sunday evening with a welcoming ceremony. That was the end of the easy part. First Sergeant Derek Green is in charge of operations for the Best Warrior competition.
That's all you have is basically get an opportunity to see the other competitors that are coming from the other major commands.
The competition began at O'Dark 30 Monday morning, that's 5:30, with a physical. From that point forward, the competitors were on the clock.
We use warrior tasks and battle drill-related scenarios that they would experience in combat, as well as a written exam, an APFT, Army Physical Fitness Test, as well as a actual board proceedings with Army questions, Army history, etc., to evaluate the competitors not only their physical ability, also their mental agility.
A body, mind, and spirit evaluation.
As we move into a new era in the United States Army and we transition from Iraq to Afghanistan, this training will reflect the way ahead of the Army, the direction that the Army is moving in. So we have smarter, faster soldiers in the United States Army, and this competition is one that we'll identify at the end of the day, at the end of 5 days of event and competition, the best soldier non-commissioned officer.
The 24 soldiers involved have been competing for months to earn the right to represent their command.
The best soldier, an NCO from that major command, from all military occupational specialties. So it's more of a Super Bowl of Army events. It's a year-long process, whereas soldiers start at the unit level and get boarded and go through different competitions. And then they move up to their battalion, brigade, division, and then their major command would select the best soldier and NCO for that major command.
The level of realism in the various challenges, Sergeant Green noted, comes from battlefield experience.
We're integrating all the lessons learned from combat, our training developers there in CASCOM, all our instructors we have at the advanced leader courses, senior leader courses, and senior officer courses we have. We also have our tenant unit, 49th Group, which is a force comm unit that just had units return from combat to ensure that what we're doing is realistic and current.
On Friday at 4:30 a.m., the final challenge is called a mystery event, requiring them to be able to react, adapt, and overcome a situation quickly and decisively. The mystery event is designed to see how well the warriors can think on their feet while under both physical and mental stress. The soldier and non-commissioned officer of the year will receive prestigious honors and cash awards in recognition of their achievements, and they'll represent the Army at special events throughout the year.
They become the face of the Army of what a non-commissioned officer and soldier should be, know, and do.
And they teach what they've learned.
To get relevant training, take that back to their major commands and get disseminated throughout that major command, down to division, brigade, battalion, unit, and to the actual combat soldier that's actually deploying.
The winners will be announced at a ceremony in Washington on Monday. John Ogle, WCVE News.